It seems to me that WikiLeaks has changed the climate of public opinion, and it has even influenced policy, at least in other countries. In Iceland, for instance, WikiLeaks actually directly participated in the drafting of laws that greatly protect free speech for reporters,
yes.
whistleblowers, people who leak.
It's a haven for the press now.
Yes, yes.
And for leakers.
Yes, and so that's a very promising development because there's now one place in the world where these people can base themselves and expose atrocities, corruption, and incompetence.
I wonder if this will prevent Iceland from joining the European Union, because many member states of the European Union would not be in agreement with this set of laws.
Well, I think the European Union has gone on the wrong path. I think the European Union is trying to centralize, homogenize,
yes.
tyrannize everything.
Well, I'm aware that Iceland is currently attempting to gain membership to the European Union, and scheduled for that to happen in, like, 2016 or something. I'm not sure what year. I heard some people musing on the internet that the various Scandinavian countries should band together and form a Nordic Union, separate from the European Union, because the culture of the Scandinavian countries is actually very different, and much more freedom-oriented in many ways, than the culture of the European Union as a whole, and the culture of Europe historically.
I generally prefer, in this day and age, a larger number of political entities because
mm-hmm.
that implies more competition among jurisdictions, more competition in laws, more competition in terms of the business environment.
And a lower chance for dictatorships as a result.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are more places for people to go if there
yes.
is a dictatorship somewhere.
Yes, exactly.
So what's happened in Iceland is a very good thing. And really, one thing that I am extremely pleased to see is the manner in which Julian Assange has responded to these recent threats by the U.S. government. He has essentially said, no, I won't back down. I'm going to continue releasing these documents. And he has 15,000 documents remaining to be released. They're being meticulously edited, which is why they haven't been released yet. But, he said, he can give at a moment's notice
mm-hmm.
the password to the cache of files, the entire cache of files, if the U.S. government tries to take any action against WikiLeaks, all of this information
out.
Will come out right away.
Actually,
instead of being edited very gradually and meticulously and released
mm-hmm.
as circumstances warrant.
It's very interesting that you mention that, because when Obama began making these grumblings and threats, to be honest, against Julian Assange, very shortly afterward, there went up on WikiLeaks' servers a file called Insurance that is 1.4 gigs and it is encrypted in a manner that cannot be broken. And that's all it says. It says insurance. And it's 1.4 gigs. It's a huge file. It's probably a massive sum of documents, videos, etc. that are worse than anything that has been released as yet, would be my guess. But I suppose it's his response to the threats, saying, I have this here. This is my insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And I will decrypt it
mm-hmm.
if you make me.
Mm-hmm. I think Julian Assange is a great example of the kind of trend that I described in my essay, Liberation by Internet.
Yes.
How technology destroys tyranny.
How one person or a small group of people can change the world for the better.
Mm-hmm.
And open things up and really affect world governments. I really don't think there's any more powerful single individual on the internet right now.
Mm-hmm. I once again reiterate, I consider him a hero because he
yes.
has the courage to stand up to these colossal institutions, institutions that have been responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people.
Millions of people.
And I include the U.S. government in that because of what has happened in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yes.
And to hold these institutions accountable, to utilize the disinfectant of sunlight against their practices, and to use technology in this creative, enlightening way, it takes courage. And frankly, I personally would not have that kind of courage. I care about my everyday material comfort too much.
And your personal well-being.
Yes.
I mean, there are some who say that Julian Assange is being hunted by the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
Julian Assange himself never really stays in the same place for more than a few nights in a row.
Mm-hmm. And he can't show in the United States anymore. Because he would get arrested
mm-hmm.
and probably tortured, given
probably.
The precedents that have taken place.
Yeah. Julian Assange is a hero for the modern world, and I hope he's an inspiration to anyone else who has the courage and the resources to do something like that.
Another hero is Private First Class Bradley Manning, who actually is widely thought to have leaked a lot of these documents, including the helicopter video. He made the mistake of confessing to his friend who him out to the military, and as a result he has been court-martialed, but there is also an outpouring of public support for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's our age, Wendy. Born in the same year.
Oh my.
So this is another heroic individual who has made a tactical misstep, and as a result is suffering for it.
But trusted a friend not to agree with social norms about what the military should or shouldn't be doing, and he was wrong.
Yes. And in my opinion, governments really need to move toward far, far greater transparency than they've had. Governments, if they're really out to serve the people and promote human benefits. And I think there are a lot of government officials, especially rank and file officials, who believe that they're doing some good. They need to be forthright with what they do, why they do it, how it's beneficial, and they need to be willing to address criticism, even fierce criticism or embarrassing criticism. Because if they are in this position and they call themselves public servants, they need to be accountable to the public.
Yes.
Julian Assange is holding some of them accountable, and I'm glad about that.